to 88.1 FM CKLN, and this is your host Armor Thrumbu bringing you Armor's Antics. But it seems like today Ryan will be taking over.
I've always taken over.
I know.
Are you out of touch with reality?
Yeah, and this is the first time that DJ RK is actually doing a live, and we decided to be honest with you guys and tell you that, you know what? This is live.
Of course this is live. You've been live all the time.
And now me and DJ RK are real live show talk hosts.
What are you implying, Amir?
What am I implying?
We're implying that I'm the host here. Do you understand that, Amir?
I didn't hear you.
Hey. So, what do you want to talk about today, Amir? Is anything crossing your mind? Is anything bothering you in general?
Sarcasm.
Sarcasm's bothering you?
Sarcasm might bother me, but I think I've reached a level where I just laugh it off.
Who's sarcasm?
Sarcasm of people around you who don't understand you and who just seem to be hell-bent on trying to make you feel hurt.
Who is that?
Oh, it's not me, actually. It's a friend of mine who's been facing a lot of it. So I thought today, let me ask DJ RK, How do we handle sarcasm?
My response to that is be sarcastic to the person that's being sarcastic to you. It's eye for an eye.
Okay, how do you do that?
Well, you do as best as you can to be sarcastic and making hurtful comments to the person in return. The person needs to realize what he's doing.
Yeah.
And there's a need to convey the message there. There's a clear need to do that.
Oh.
Because I'm pretty sure the person is aware of it, aware of what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone hits you back, then he'll hesitate doing that again.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one case. In another case, If the person is not aware of the effects of what he or she is doing, Then by returning favor back, he or she might see, you know, get a taste of what it's like to be on the other end of sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that? Amir Thrumbu?
I don't know. I'm not sure, actually. But I do think that giving them a taste of what's happening helps them realize how the person who's being victimized is actually feeling.
I think most people do know what they're doing. That's my opinion.
That most people know what they're doing?
Yep.
And they're more... And they're very aware of it?
Oh, yeah. Because people in general are not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take great intelligence to know what they're doing. In most cases. And you can see Amir. Sometimes Amir is being ignorant and he acts like he's all that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Amir? Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it's just when you're so much into sarcasm and you've done it so many times, you don't realize what's actually happening.
Actually, you do realize, don't you?
Wait, DJ RK, tell me something more interesting now.
Let's talk about your life.
My life?
Yeah.
I don't think we can discuss that on radio, man.
Yes, you can.
No.
Obama said we can. So what's going on in your life? How you find life in Toronto, and you don't have that many months left?
I think it's exciting. I'm loving it, actually. Yesterday was a beautiful day. I had an exciting time at work, and things have been beautiful. And I was so happy that while I was walking home, I decided to drop by at the waffle place. And he made some great waffles, and I was smelling it, and I was like, let's have some today.
How was the flavor?
Oh, it was strawberry flavored with vanilla ice cream on it. And it was wonderful, crispy.
Must have been very filling.
Soft filling. Wow, it was.
Amir.
Very filling.
Now we are almost midway into February.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have March and April left.
Yeah.
In Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure those 2 months are gonna fly by. like the first half of the semester, half of the school year has flew by.
No, actually, the first semester. I mean, the earlier semester.
Yeah.
It didn't fly by. It was really long.
Oh, did it? Actually,
I had someone that I didn't have to do, and I was so busy doing nothing. But this semester, probably it is going to fly by because I am so busy doing so many things that it's finally going to be really fun, very exciting, very chaotic, and yeah, just the way I like it.
Okay, enough of PR. Yeah, enough of PR statements. So cliche. Come on, be original. Be honest, bro.
I'm serious.
That's
I'm
so cliche. Like, oh, I'm so busy. I'm so excited about everything. Typical celebrity comments.
You want me to tell you what I'm doing?
Yeah,
go
ahead.
I'm doing.
Go ahead.
Firstly, my priority is this TV documentary class that I'm doing every Monday, which is a 6-hour lab.
What's it on?
And it's about making documentaries for television, mainly current affairs documentaries. And that's like a fourth-year course, and that's like fabulous because it needs work on it continuously. And I'm with a team of 5 people, and you'll be making a documentary on autism. And that's just one, okay? Secondly, I'm working on this other class every Thursday where we work on a 6-hour lab again there. It's a third-year course, and every Thursday at 3 p.m., we're supposed to manage to gather news, information, and everything else and put it together in a team of 21 people starting Thursday morning. And by 3 p.m. in the afternoon, we're supposed to have it all ready, all set, and we go live as a official newscast. It doesn't go live as such, but it's within the network itself, and it's wonderful to see it. And besides that, what else do we do? And yeah, I'll tell you what else I'm doing. I'm also working with the Ryerson University Television Service, and I'm their camera person, helping them out every week on a new story. So that is another thing that I do, and I go on the shoots and operate the camera for the reporter. And besides that, I have 2 other courses during the week, and every Saturday and Sunday I work at the Ryerson University Alumni Center, and I also, what else do I do? Oh, yeah, and Hard House Debating, you're there too.
Hard House
Debating every Tuesday, and and every Wednesday in the evening I try to go somewhere or meet someone or try something interesting, and every Monday I'm always in some discussion or the other, meeting new people and trying to see new things.
The highlight of the Hard House Debating Club is that there's a beautiful girl. And we both enjoy seeing her. She's such a beautiful girl.
She's really beautiful.
Yeah, she's so cute. Oh my goodness.
And yeah.
Like an angel.
Angel Ryan.
Now let's talk about something substantial to the listeners.
Yeah, let's talk about something that makes a difference. But before we start that, let me just take a break and here's a public service announcement that'll go on for the next 40 seconds, and we shall be back.
Black Addicts in Recovery will once again transform Toronto's airways. Hello, everybody. Victor Vance Marshall, host of CKLN's The Middle Passage here, inviting you to tune in Saturday morning, February 14th, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. as CKLN airs as part of its African Liberation Month programming, the annual Black Addicts in Recovery special. Join me and a panel of men and women of color who are recovering from substance abuse as we share our experience, strength, and hope, our stories, in hopes that we might be able to offer insight and encouragement to those amongst us who are having problems with drugs and or alcohol, or might know someone who is. This is one show that you definitely do not want to miss. So do remember to check out Black Addicts in Recovery, Saturday morning, February 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and get lifted. Presented by The Middle Passage and CKLN 88.1, your recovery station.
Hi, you're listening to 88.1 FM CKLN, and this is your co-host for today, Amrit Ramu, with the major host,
DJ RK.
And we bring you
Amir's Antics.
Are you sure?
No, it's not.
What is it this time?
It's DJ RK's Antics. DJ RK and his sidekick.
So you're making a sidekick?
DJ RK and his manservant. How about that? You like that?
That's exciting.
It's pretty exciting to have a manservant around you. Don't you think?
I think, yeah, it's kind of exciting. I think, but an assistant would be more helpful than a manservant.
Oh, yeah.
Because assistants sound smarter.
Yeah, but it's all names and same thing. Don't you agree?
No, but I believe sidekick is a better word. Sidekick. It
has the false sense of equality there, right?
No, it has a false sense of inequality. Inequality.
False sense of equality.
Inequality.
Because sidekick makes it more seem like there's a less hierarchy than a manservant.
Okay, DJ RK, you told me you were going to talk about something that makes sense. Tell us what you want to talk about. We're going to give you 10 minutes to talk.
Okay.
And then we switch you off.
Here's the thought. Mm-hmm. What motivates a person to go on every day? What motivates a person to go on every day? I think Amir.
Go on every day where?
Go on living life every day.
What is your answer to that question?
I think it depends on the person.
What is your...
But when I think back to my childhood memories, I don't remember ever having some kind of goals or... You know, every day was just playing games and playing with my friends, going to school and having fun in my kindergarten years, you know, elementary schools, all that. Anything and everything that I did was fun each and every day. I didn't have to think about the future.
But as a childhood, didn't you dream? Didn't you have those childhood dreams?
I had some obscure dreams like becoming the dinosaur. The dinosaur hunters and stuff like that. But now that I think right now, like it seems like almost everyone is living in some kind of illusion. Some kind of illusion of that they're running somewhere and the present doesn't matter. And the peace of mind and happiness at the present moment is not important because they think that the present is at the expense of the future that's supposed to be coming in our way. But I think to myself, like, how far ahead is this future that's in your mind? Like, what are you preparing yourself right now for? Like, if you're unhappy right now at this moment just because for some event that you're preparing for in the future, is it big enough to sacrifice your well-being and sense of belonging to the present? Is it really worth it? Or even if it's worth it, are you sure that's what you want? And something that you're not gonna change your mind about? Now let's talk about that, because I know certain individuals who have lived their life in pursuit of certain goals in their minds, thinking that that's all they want, and thinking that that's where their passion lies, and because of this goal or aspirations, they have got into the field of studies that they are not really talented in or something they are able to enjoy because they're good at. But this is an area or field of studies that they got into because they thought that they need the knowledge for the future position that they saw themselves in. Now, what happens if you believe that one day it was nothing but an illusion? One day you just wake up disillusioned about this goal and realize how small it was, how petty-minded that you were to have this in your mind, to actually be pursuing this. And let's assume that many years have passed since then. Since the moment you start pursuing it, and you have got into all this, you have taken the path that does not serve your happiness every day, because everything that was designed and geared toward in this path was meant to serve you in the long run, which you don't believe is your goal anymore. So what's keeping you going right now? In the absence of the goal that you have, what does the path that you have taken matter? What does it matter? Does it matter? Does it matter? I don't know. Let's say you lost your dreams, and the path that you have embarked upon mm-hmm. for that dream is not really helping you achieve everyday happiness and everyday peacefulness. You just were living this life for so many years just for the future. Like, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but what do you need to do in the absence of this dream? Do you give up this path to pursue something that you've been really interested in? To pursue something that really serves your talents and your natural aptitude, so that you can actually shine and you can actually have fun doing that? I really wonder. And that's what's been crossing my mind, because I know some certain individuals who have been caught in that dilemma, in that crossroad.
You know, DJ RK, often I come across this question from a lot of people, and they tell me, what if I don't have a dream? But your question is it's slightly different, but very close to it, according to me. Where you do have this dream that you were trying to pursue, but it's not getting you anywhere so close or so far, and it's not giving you that peace. But in that case, I always believe that, you know what, then you need to keep looking.
Keep looking at what? Keep looking at different options, or keep looking at the same thing, try to find different aspects of it so that you regain the feelings for the dream. But what if you have way past the threshold with that old dream that doesn't really excite you anymore mm-hmm. and don't see any point in that anymore? Like, does it really matter? What if you have the path you have embarked upon has been long and arduous, and you have well advanced into this field, although you're not good at it, somehow you spend a lot of time in that. But you don't want to spend any more time in that field anymore, because it doesn't serve your happiness. It just feels like torture. Not torture, but it seems like you're in suspension.
But does this dream that you have and the path that you've taken, are they the same? Are they the same as, like, the path that you've taken, is it here to fulfill the dream?
They are very, very interrelated.
Are they interrelated? Or are they the cause and the consequence? Like, are they strongly interrelated? Or are they superficially interrelated?
They're strongly interrelated.
Then why would it not work? How can it not work?
Maybe your belief was based on the small-mindedness that you used to have. Maybe you grew out of this. Maybe your petty-mindedness kind of pushed you into this emotional field that are reserved for people who are not open-minded. And now you have grown up. Your mind has expanded to go way beyond. Your mind has become too open for you to find the happiness in the smallness that you used to be in.
In that dream? So you mean you don't think that dream has stood the test of time for you?
Say that again, put it in different words.
Do you think that the dream that you had and the goal towards fulfilling it that you had undertaken, do you feel that that dream is no longer relevant as time has passed?
Well, I'm talking about someone else here, right? I'm not talking about my case.
What are you talking about?
Let's talk about something in general.
OK. Okay, yeah, I know, we're talking about general, but isn't that what you're saying, that the dream is not, has not stood the test of time, wherein the dream...
That's right, that's right.
...is not relevant to you today as much as it was relevant to you a few years ago.
That's exactly the case. And a person needs to realize each and every day matter, and they can't be living in the present thinking that everything will come at some point in the future. It might come, but at the same time, you cannot be living in some kind of illusion. You cannot be just investing everything into the future that's not part of your reality, the reality right now at this moment. Mm-hmm. You need to live the life that you're happy with each and every moment. That'll be the ultimate goal. That should be the ultimate goal of each person, rather than living in some kind of emotional suspension. Or being in the present, or being in the state of being prepared, preparing yourself. Being prepared is good, but it should not overtake your life.
I understand your point. So, you have a very powerful and profound thought there. So, your question, is it something like, why should you suspend emotions and excitements and live in this singular moment, then offset everything else in your belief in a single dream and in your belief in helping a dream come true when that dream itself has not stood by you?
That'll be
one aspect of it.
That'll be the other extreme on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But I think even that is better. That extreme spectrum is better than the other extreme spectrum that I've been speaking of, where your personal happiness each and every day is completely sacrificed for doing something that you're not enjoying, but that you think to be necessary for a future goal you had.
Maybe that future goal that you were trying to pursue, maybe the vision is not strong enough. Maybe the vision to that is not strong enough to wake you up every day in the excitement every morning that, yes, I'm one sunrise closer to achieving that dream. Maybe that vision is needed. And for that, maybe you either have to rethink and recreate a vision, or else probably have to reestablish a newer vision and maybe even a newer dream.
That sounds like a very valid response to anybody who could be thinking about this subject.
Do you want to try and give an example of someone who has a particular dream and he's trying to pursue it? So that way people can even relate to it, especially our listeners who are tuned in right now to the host for today. You're listening to this is Amrit Trambu, and your host for today is DJ RK.
Yes.
And this is DJ RK's Antics, and he's giving us some great and profound thoughts live here in the CKLN studios on 55 Gold Street, Toronto, Ontario. Ryan,
please visit us right now.
Would you? Yes, you can. You're also free to call us up at.
We are 416-595-1478. Please call us.
And that number is 416-595-1478.
And we're trying to build up some fan base here. And we encourage fangirls to send us gifts and show us some attention.
And you can send Ryan some Valentine gifts because he is in search of a Valentine. But where is Ryan? Ryan has not come into the studio today, but we have DJ RK. DJ RK is also looking.
Yes, yes.
DJ RK is also looking for some Valentine gifts.
That'll be all right.
But DJ RK, just don't lose your thing now. Carry on. What are you talking about? Give us an example.
So you want to hear an example of some person who want to pursue something more suited to their interests and personality and aptitudes and happiness. Well, I know a guy.
Yeah, give me that.
Our mutual friend. Mm-hmm. I won't mention his name. Mm-hmm. He's a lawyer. He's pursuing a lawyer's job. Well, actually, he's a lawyer. He finished his law school. But his greater interest is in music and playing guitar, right? Now, should that person pursue music full-time and give up being the lawyer that he is? What is your interest? What is your interest that will override the present thing that you're doing right now at this moment? You need to pursue that. Or if you can pursue that right now, you need to prepare yourself, put yourself in the position of getting out of what you're doing right now and that's making you feel miserable each and every day. It could be your school, it could be the particular program that you're taking. If you know that it's not meant for you, just get the hell out of there as soon as you can. You can either aim at least finishing the program. But think about that.
How do you know it's not meant for you? How can you find out? How can you answer that question?
Only you know the answer. Nobody else knows. Don't ever patronize those people. If it's not meant for you, it's not meant for you. And you know it and you feel it in your heart. And stop wasting time. Get into the field. Stop wasting your youth. You have a finite time available on this planet as human beings.
I think you're right. I think you always know the answer. For example, there are some courses that I've taken, and I always knew that, you know what, I'm not liking it, I'm not enjoying it, I'm not, is this really for me? But I always kept going every day in the hope that, no, maybe today I'll learn something that I'm looking for, but I don't think that ever came across to me. That never came to me, and I just never at a singular moment felt that this was a great thing. But I always had that feeling. I was looking for something that was never there, and that's why I was lost.
There was no there is no connecting point between you and the program. And if you don't find a connecting point, you gotta seriously think about whether or not you want to at least finish this program or getting out of this program to pursue a new one. You have to seriously think about that. But what I'll suggest, instead of just jumping ship from one to another, you gotta take some time and make sure the next program you're going to jump into is meant for you.
Take time to do what?
To think and self-discover. Don't just get into a program and pay big money again to just realize that it's not meant for you either. Because I know a lot of people who do that. They just jump ship from one to another, wasting time and money away. Don't do that. Just, if you don't think that's right for you, take some time off. Maybe get a part-time job or a job. Go abroad if you could. Think about it.
Do some internships in that field that you think you might be interested in. Spend some time with people who are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them more questions.
Just don't be happy. There's enough misery and unhappiness in this world. Don't contribute to that amount of misery that we have in this world. At least you can be happy. That's great. That'll reduce the amount of suffering that we have.
Thank you for that advice, Ijarke. I think that's very important. And I think it's important to keep driving that point to our listeners on a continuous basis that there is so much misery in the world. Stop focusing on that. Focus on the happiness, the brightness, the beauty. Bring out some beauty and add to it. Add to the common beauty and the commonwealth of this world.
And your way to contribute to that increasing amount of happiness is for you to become happy yourself, and if you're not happy yourself, you won't be able to do that. Only angry people who are pursuing some obscure means, those are the ones who cause unhappiness to others. Don't be one of those.
Those who don't live life abundantly, they add to the unhappiness and the misery. Choose to live life abundantly, to be happy, be excited. if you can't do it every day but do it on a continuous basis, or you choose to make maximum use of your present resources to enjoy this singular day.
Yes. And remember, you are the universe, and you are ultimately responsible for the person that you are in. You are responsible for this person's life, which is you. And you are sent by God to make this person happy. That's why you are in control of this particular person's life. So do your duties. Try to find out about this person. Try to figure this person out. Find out what makes this person happy. Just do your best to figure this out. And do the things that will make this person happy. And you will fulfill the job that God has sent you to do this in this world. Now, what's your take on that, Amir? Do you think that you can actually separate yourself, your being, and see yourself as the guardian of the person that you're commanding, and somehow look at it differently?
You know, DJ RK?
Yeah.
I think my answer to that question would be that I've not ever strongly felt as if I belong here.
Where?
To this world. I've always felt that this is just a journey. You know, like I'm a traveler. I'm just here. And that's one of the reasons that it's constantly need to move on. But yeah. So I've always felt that I'm a guy who's just the traveler, the man on a journey. And on his way he meets people, and this journey of mine is the length of my life, and I always feel as if that's why my conscience I feel is really strong, because I know this is just a short-term thing. And so that's why I can relate to your question is very powerful, because no one's ever asked me that question, but that's something I think that's really true. Could you repeat your question again?
Do you think that you could see yourself, you can actually separate, like, draw a distinction between you as in charge and you as someone that you're responsible for? And you have this responsibility, God-given responsibility, to figure this person out that you're in charge of and somehow lead this person into happiness.
Wow. Very profound. But I'd agree with you, because I do believe that the person that I'm in charge of, the person that I'm holding on to, is a person that I need to make sure makes a maximum out of this present life and maximizes the amount of change he can bring into this world. And that's the guy I believe I'm in charge of. That's the role I believe I've been brought into play. And that's the strength I believe I have in quickly trying to bring across within the short life as much change as possible, so that I could be, so that I could help this person, who is me, be one of the most influential people.
Please help the person out.
Who has ever lived.
As we all know, we have this childishness in all of us, the East, that seeks attention and this juvenile, infantile needs that we constantly feel that are within us sometimes. I do believe that that's a separate entity. You can somehow separate that. Just take care of the person inside. Become greater than what you are inside. and lead a happiness life, a life of happiness. And my heart goes out to you, all the listeners, who feel that they are trapped in this lifestyle that makes you feel like you're not being happy and you're not fully committed to what you are right now, and you feel like
you're not in the right place.
That's right, and you don't belong there. My heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
I know how it feels. Try to find a way out.
And this is irrespective of your status or where you're living or what you're doing or whatever you're earning. If you feel like you're in a position and you want to share it with us, you can just call in at 416-595-1478. We may not be able to help you, but at least we can give you an ear and we can listen.
Yes. And please. So, please remember. Please do remember that our life is short and we have limited time. And given the finite amount of time that we have, please, please, please don't waste any more second. Make as meaningful as possible. Okay? Again, I repeat, my heart goes out to you. If you are in the process of finishing something up, which you are completely miserable about, just really, I sympathize with you. Be strong. Just press on for how long you need to, and get that over with. And you'll rise stronger as a free person to pursue finally what you really want to. Okay, that's my message for the day.
And we all have a few minutes left before we sign out. And
yes.
What else can we say? You want to add a few more things before we sign out today?
Yeah, that'll be good for today. Listeners, we have shared some of our private thoughts today, and we have brought up some points that's been bothering a lot of people who are around us. We know a lot of people who gave up what they have been trained for many years just because they found that it's not for them, and started pursuing what they really want. We have this mutual friend between Amir and me. This individual gave up engineering training to become a movie director, and he's happy finally doing what he wants. His choice was to drop out of the program. That'll be one option. Well ahead into your program and pretty close to finishing up, like I said before, and I'm repeating this again, press on, just do what you need to do. In the Bible it says there are times for everything. If this is a time that you need to suffer and then you need to move on from where you are to be at a place where you'll be better off, just tell yourself that this is a time for pushing yourself forward, and when this is over, there will be time for good things and better things and greater happiness. So remember that nothing stays constant and nothing lasts forever. That applies to hardships and suffering and having to endure the unpleasant things of life. In life, there will be a time where you'll find happiness and completeness in becoming a better person. It's all your mindset. Please try to find happiness, and that's the goal of your life. As Dalai Lama said, the purpose of life is to become happy. You don't really have to be affiliated with a person as Dalai Lama. I think the message is clear. Please listen. And we are Amir Zentix, and that's our message for today. Thank you for listening. Please have a great day ahead, and please tune into our CKLN. Thank you for listening.
DJ, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are we signing out?
Yes.
But where's the next host?
What are you doing? Just do your stuff.
So you were listening to DJ RK and Amir Trambu.
Amir's not at his peak performance today.
And we're about to move in the right direction with DJ David James. RJ David James or DJ David James, I'm not sure. Hey David, you're here. Oh, welcome David, welcome to the show. And yeah, we'll sign off from Amir's antics today. It's been a wonderful show and a wonderful day. Thank you, DJ, for waking up early in the morning for us, and we hope you have a beautiful morning, a beautiful Monday, and a beautiful week ahead. Goodbye, and remember, we care.